The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to join me today. With this pandemic, a lot of people are secluded, and it has been especially hard on our seniors. The Dreamweaver Foundation has been providing Facebook portals to seniors who have been isolated. In fact, up to this point, they've given 300 Facebook portals. Sherry Mastin from the Dreamweaver Foundation, she's the executive director, and she joins me here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
My goodness. Putting a smile on the faces of seniors, opening up their world so that they can see their kids and their grandkids. This is a fantastic idea. Where did the Dreamweaver Foundation come up with this?
So prior to, I would say there's pre-COVID and post-COVID, right? So pre-COVID, Dreamweaver Foundation was an Omaha-based nonprofit that fulfilled dreams for seniors with terminal illnesses. So our mission and our focus has always been 100% on seniors. Last year we were able to fulfill over 150 dreams for seniors in the Omaha area, and we were on target to actually beat that even this year. So we were kind of on a roll in January, February, and March. We had fulfilled over 30 dreams, and then COVID hit. This global pandemic swept the nation, and access to memorable experiences, access to our seniors, access to things outside of homes was all halted. So our board really, got together and said, we can't halt our mission. We have to figure out a way to continue to serve seniors in the greater Omaha area. And the idea of connecting them virtually came up. So after really looking into it, we found this device by Facebook, the portal by Facebook, that it actually connects on Wi-Fi. It's incredibly easy to use. The buttons on the device are super big. It has voice technology. So even if you don't have ability to use your hands or arms, you can still interact with the device. And it allows seniors, while they're isolated, while they're kept in, especially in a facility setting where they, are no longer seeing their family and friends, they're no longer even to eat with the individuals that they've maybe eaten lunch with for the last couple of years. Now they're able to connect virtually, see each other face to face, and be able to do that all on their own.
Wow, that's an incredible use of technology. You're actually providing this to seniors at zero cost. How do you do that?
Yeah, so we are working with, those with generous hearts and generous spirits in the Omaha area. We collect donations. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and through the generous donations of people in the Omaha community, we're able to provide these portals to seniors free of cost. So the average cost of a Facebook portal is $179. Because it connects to Wi-Fi or it's connecting to Wi-Fi in the facilities where seniors live, there's no subscriptions or there's no additional cost. So we've had a number of individuals just gifting $179 at a time to be able to support and fund these portals for seniors.
What a great idea. If people are interested in helping to fund this and provide a Facebook portal for a senior, dreamweaver.org is the website one could go to, and you can find a fundraising campaign right there. And you're already at 300. How many would you like to be able to give out?
Yeah, so we launched the campaign just after the 4th of July this year. And so really within the last 4 weeks, we've received over 312, I think is the number today, 312 nominations, and have been able to gift 312 Facebook portals. To be honest, Mike, when we first launched this campaign, the Connecting Hope campaign, we knew there was a need, right? We've all seen the pictures on national media of the window visits or seniors hugging loved ones through plastic walls. So we knew the need was there. We knew the need to connect seniors with their family was there. But we had no idea that the impact would be this large. We are seeing impact beyond what even we thought of. Seniors are saying it's given them their independence back. They no longer have to go to the nurse's station to make a phone call, or the staff within facilities are saying that you know, they were having to schedule phone calls around telehealth calls, and were having to, you know, meet the needs of seniors on devices that, you know, was adding to their load as well, and they weren't able to get to everyone that they wanted to get to. And so now that we've kind of seen the impact, we've set a goal of issuing at least 1,000 portals out this year. And so if you know a senior or would like to nominate a senior to receive a portal, you can find that information on our website as well. We are still taking nominations. It is a program that is not going away, and we are on a mission to give out 1,000 portals to seniors in the greater Omaha area.
Dreamweaver.org would be the website to go to nominate a senior or to donate so that a nominated senior can indeed get a Facebook portal and communicate with their family. She's Sherry Mastney. She's the executive director of the Dreamweaver Foundation. Sherry, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and thank you for taking a little time to talk to us today on Live and Local.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.